Right now, 30 years on, is a changed Supreme Court. Jordan Rubin joins us now. Bloomberg Law, on it. It's an important moment for the country, but we knew that 6 months ago with the shock of what we saw with the previous series of court cases. Jordan, what's different this time?
The difference is that there really isn't going to be a difference from last term, and that the court is going to keep moving full steam ahead. So the shock for some people could be that the court is not slowing down. They're just going to keep moving forward on issues that are still unresolved from last term from the conservative standpoint.
All right. So what are some of the key cases that we need to be on the lookout for?
Sure. Broadly speaking, we're dealing with voting rights and affirmative action. Those are two of the biggest things you'll be hearing about this term. One of the most important cases of the term is being argued today, about 10 minutes from now, involving the Voting Rights Act. So that's going to be one of the most significant cases from Alabama that we're going to be waiting on a decision on.
Is that to give more rights back to the states?
Well, the Supreme Court majority might look at it that way. I think really the question is you're dealing with the Voting Rights Act and what it takes to prove discrimination under the Voting Rights Act. And so there was a closely watched case in 2013, the Shelby County case, where the court previously chipped away at the Voting Rights Act. And this case is sort of going to call into question really what's left now that those previous protections are gone. Really, are voters, minority voters, going to have protections going forward?
And now our dumb questions of the day in civics. Tom Keen to Jordan Rubin, and we'll try to get through this painlessly. I want to keep this real simple, Jordan, because I think so many people are less sophisticated than you and Greg Storr on this. And that is, it's a 6-3 majority conservative. If we have a series of cases over a series of years, do the liberals on the court have any say? Is it like really 6-0? Is it 6-3, or can they skew it to 5-4, whatever? Or do the liberals just check out for X number of years?
Right. So as far as the bottom line, the liberals basically check out. The question is, what kind of marker do they want to lay down with their dissents when it comes to the biggest cases? We've seen that last term, for example, in the Dobbs abortion case. And really, when you're in dissent like that in a really stacked minority with a stacked majority against you, really all you can do is sort of lay down these historical markers. That's gone the other way when there's been more conservatives in the minority, although recently that hasn't been the case. So there's really no chance of changing the bottom line in these biggest cases that we're going to be discussing, maybe in some other cases that are going to be less closely watched. But on the big blockbuster cases, there's a reason that the court is taking up these cases. And I think from a civic standpoint, as you're saying, Tom, an important thing to keep in mind with the Supreme Court is that for the most part, they choose their docket, they set their agenda. And so it's not like these cases are just coming out of nowhere. The court is plucking relatively very few cases from the many thousands of petitions they get.
Yeah, but who's doing the plucking? If they're voting for the cases, do the conservatives obviously control the voting for the cases, right?
Yes. Well, so it gets slightly more intricate than that, but I'll keep it simple. It takes 4 votes to grant a case, and so it could be just the liberals, the 3 liberals, and 1 other justice who decide to grant a case. Okay. But when you're deciding to grant a case, you have to think, is this going to be a case that's going to turn out the way I want it to turn out? So there's some strategy that happens there. But basically, it's in effect the majority choosing. It could be less than a majority, but if you're in that minority and you're voting to take a case, you have to think, is this a case that I want this court to decide?
All right, so Justice Jackson, new to the bench here, how will she look to make her mark? How should we think about that?
We've already seen that even yesterday, which was her first day on the bench. She was a very active questioner, asking questions, I think, very much in the mold that we would expect, basically in line with the other Democratic appointees. But just from almost sort of a atmospheric standpoint, we did see her getting involved in the questioning very early and not really shying away, as maybe some newer justices have in the past. But as far as the substance, it was basically what we expected. And so we're going to expect to continue that going forward.
Terrific brief, Jordan Rubin. Thank you so much. Bloomberg Law on a Supreme Court hearing is, well,